Zok the Heilige Gemara Daf Hey Amid Beis B'Siyato Dishmayo. Al Zok the Gemara Zeh Yishav Sheino Pachas Mechetziav Zeh Yishav Sheino Bapachas Yechetziav. Each one is going to swear that he doesn't have less than half. Zog the Gemara. Al di islay mishtova. Oy al di leslay mishtova. Al di islay mishtova. Al di leslay mishtova. Is he swearing on what he does have? Or is he swearing on what he doesn't have? Now, is the Gemara asking a question here? What exactly is going on? Is this like a Gemara? Because the Gemara doesn't really, I don't know if the Gemara answers the question exactly. Al di islay mishtova, or al di leslay mishtova. The Maram Shif explains, this is a rhetorical question. This is not really a question. I mean, listen to the words. He says, Shavua she'ein loy ba pachas mechetziav. He said what he's saying. So what the Gemara really means to be asking a question. What are you doing? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Haboli shava velitoil chetzio. Soruchu li shava sheyesh loy ba chetzio, or li shava she'ein loy ba pachas mechetzio. I mean, it says she'ein loy pachas mechetzio. So the Gemara is like astonished. It's more of an astonished type of thing. Like, are you swearing what you have or what you don't have? You swearing what you don't have? Says the Gemara. Says Rashi. Again, Haboli shava lilito chetziav tzorach lishava sheyesh lo ba chetziav or lishava she'ein lo ba pachas mechetziav. Shema eloi ba klum v'chi mishtova she'ein lo ba pachas mechetziav be'emes u'nishma. So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me he swears she'ein lo ba pachas mechetziav. If that's the case, then if he has nothing, then maybe he's saying the truth. So the Gemara knows that the language of the Mishnah is al delesle mishtova, and that this Gemara is shocked by, because if he says shvur she'ein li ba pachas mechetziav, and he has nothing, he might actually be telling the truth. So this is a very poor choice of language. Why? Here I am. I'm Mr. Chaper. So someone else is wearing a really nice talis. He didn't yet get a chance to put his name across the front of it. And I grab it. So I come to Bezdin. I'm a Chaper. And Bezdin says, okay, you have to swear that you don't have less than half. So I'm not going to swear falsely, but I'm thinking to myself, that's not a problem. I don't have less than half in this talis. I have nothing. So I'll actually be swearing truthfully. And when I get to Shamayim, I'm going to tell Bezdin, I'm going to tell Bezdin Shalmala, that was a shvuas emes. Rashi says, emes unishba. Let's explain the yisoid of Rashi. My yisoid is that zero is not a number. I think that this is the way that perhaps you could suggest. Zero is not a number. There's no such thing as a person having nothing. A person that has nothing, if you'd say it actually more accurately, he doesn't have. You don't have nothing. So I make a shvur that I don't have less than half. I don't have less than half. I don't have. So that's true. Let's say a person owned 1% of the talis, that's less than half. That's a number, that's less than half. I have 2% of the talis, 3% of the talis, all those things are less than half. If I don't have 50% or more, then I lied. But if I don't have, so then it's not that I have less than half, I don't have. So yes, I can swear I don't have less than half. I don't. I have nothing. And that would be emes. And when I get to Shamayim, I could say, Hashem, I did not swear falsely. So learns Rashi. So Memela, the Gemara is troubled. Chazal chose a very poor choice of language if we're trying to get him to admit that he's not the owner. This is the Gemara's question. Again, I'm reading in the middle of Rashi. V'chi mishtava, the first one on the line. Chi mishtava she'enu b'pachas mechetziyav. Be'emes hu nishma. Shari inlo b'klum. Now Rashi says, De'bi'eshlamim hayoloi b'shlish oy revia. V'hu nishma she'enu b'pachas mechetziyav. If he would have a third or a quarter, and he would swear he doesn't have less than half. Nishba b'sheker she'ish lo b'shlish u'pachas mechetziyav. He has an amount that's less than half. Ve'ein lo b'chetziyav. Aval kishein lo b'klum nishba hu be'emes. Rashi learns. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara, it's a rhetorical question. I hear what you're saying, Mishnah. You're saying yisur she'ein lo b'pachas mechetziyav. If that's the Shavua, then you're not really going to accomplish your goal, because someone can actually swear and swear honestly and still be the person that doesn't own the item. What does the Gemara answer, according to Rashi? Says the Gemara, Al di isle mishtav, the last mishtav, Amar Rav Huna, Do Amar Shavua sheyesh liba, ve'ein liba, pachos mechetziyav. So what's the Gemara's answer? Gemara says, no, he swears sheyesh liba, v'she'ein liba, pachos mechetziyav. So I would say it like this. In the Gemara's maskana, is he swearing al de isle or al de lesle in the Gemara's maskana?
Both.
Shvur sheyesh liba de isle ve'ein liba pachas mechetziyav. So I'm going to cover both bases. I'm going to make sure he has something, because he says shvur sheyesh liba. So you have to have, in order for this to be a true shvur, v'she'ein liba pachas mechetziyav, and I don't have less than half. So therefore, now if a person has zero, would this be a shvur's MS? No. No. This is the Gemara's Teretz. If we look in Tosfos, Tosfos flat out argues with Rashi. Flat out. Let's take a look. The top Tosfos on the Sugya, Al De Islay Mishtava, the second Tosfos, says Tosfos, Af Al Gav, De Al Das Bezdin Mashbien Oisoy. Says Tosfos, even though when a person makes a shvua, does he have the ability to decide what the shvua means?
No.
No. Who decides what the shvua means? Bezdin. Af al gav de al das bezdin mashbien oisai. Tosfos says, even though bezdin will decide what his shvua means, mikol makoy. Still, Bezin should not have made a shvuah that it doesn't, it's not obvious, it's not clear, it's not evident that it's that what it means to say is half is his. It sounds like Tosfos is saying the following thing. If he would say the words, shvuah she'ein li ba pachas mechetziyav, Bezin means that you have something. Don't start playing these games that zero is not a number. Okay? Shoshoyin Shkoyach. Alumdish, this is not a number. Therefore, I don't have. It's not called a half. Stop with all that. Bezdin wants to know. We know what Bezdin wants. Bezdin wants to know if you have. If you come in and say, I don't have less than a half, and you don't have anything, you are a liar. Because that's not what Bezdin meant. And your shvua is defined or is controlled by Bezdin. And you can't get up to Shemaim and say, Shavuos Emes. No, it's a Shavuos Sheker. So what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is saying, look, this is not the way for Bezdin to kind of like almost, I don't know the right word, tempt someone to swear falsely. You're putting in front of him a language that he is going to convince himself that he's not lying. He's going to get up to Bezdin and he's saying, Shemaim, Hashem, that's not what I meant. I said, we don't care what you meant. Yeah, but I didn't mean it. Okay, but it doesn't depend on what you mean. Yeah, but when I say, listen, we don't want to set someone up for failure. It's not fair for Bezdin to put a shvuah in front of him, which he's tempted to convince himself in his mind, yeah, it's okay, I didn't mean that. So Bezdin should give him a language that he knows good well that he's lying. But even in the Hava Amino, when we started, was there a question as to whether or not this person is a Shavuos Sheker. No, it's not a Shavuos Emes. It's a Shavuos Sheker. But Beis Din is setting him up for Shavuos Sheker. That's not fair. How could we do that? L'chayra, this is the way that Tosfos learns. Listen to the way that Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel says it. Listen to this. It'll bring it out clearer. Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel says the following thing. Af al pi, if you have the Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel in front of you, it's right in the middle of the paragraph. Af al pi, shebezden mashpino so al daitom, even though Bezden doing it on their das, afilu hachi, ein roi lebezden, sheyishbu ish, beloshen sheyilmad lashaker. It's not befitting of Beis Din to teach him to say it in a language where he is going to lie. And he's not going to think about das Beis Din. In other words, you're setting him up to lie. It's not fair to do that to him. You're right. If he would say it, he can't come and say it to Shavuos Emes because it's al das Beis Din. It's just not fair, Beis Din. Come on, don't do that. Don't dangle in front of him and say, like, you know, do you have it? And give him, like, you know, you're tempting him to lie almost. That's the way Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel learned. Rashi learned it's a Shavuos Emes. Rabbi said, whenever we have a machlokes, anyone, but especially Rashi and Tosfos, we got to figure out who's the one that is like the more obvious pshat. Rashi's pshat or Tosfos's pshat? Over here, who would you say needs now some interpretation? Or who needs commentary? Rashi or Tosfos? Why does Rashi need interpretation? What?
Okay.
Tosfos was coming from somewhere. Tosfos says, "Kol anishba al das Beis Din mashbin oisai." How does Rashi find enfer? Tosfos came from somewhere. You're right. Rashi was the simple reading of the Gemara, but Tosfos says, "Yeah, but you can't learn that way because al das Beis Din mashbin oisai." There's a klal in general that the Shmua depends on Beis Din's idea. Tosfos was coming from he has a source for this idea. Says the Meiri, as in defense of Rashi, the Meiri says, "Ma inyan das Beis Din lakach." This has nothing to do with das Beis Din. The Meiri argues on their Tosfos. Nothing to do with das Beis Din. If you look in the Meiri, two lines from the bottom, the first one on the line, "Ma inyan das Beis Din bekach." Nothing to do with das Beis Din over here. Why? Says the Meiri. Veli nira, I went up now the four lines before. She'ein das Beis Din moyel ela ledvarim shebelev oy bekol davar shebeis din ru'im litois boy hakol shu moitzi bepiv nusach she'ein shavuos klum ma'inyan das Beis Din lakach. Das Beis Din lakach is, if let's say for example the following thing. Let's say a person says, swear, Beis Din says, Beis Din says, swear that the flower is yours. I'm just giving you an example. And the person says, you know, they're arguing over this beautiful flower. It's called Gan Eden flower. There's such a flower. It's called the Gan Eden flower. And they're arguing over it. So each one says this. He says, swear that the flower is yours. So he says, okay, I want to swear the flower is mine, but I don't own the flower. I'm a liar. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to swear that the flower that I have in my pocket, he brought like ground up wheat, F-L-O-U-R, flour. I'll swear that the flower is mine. I got Beis Din over there. Gotcha. No, that doesn't go, right? Because that's not, when a person is doing Dvarim Shebelev, your Dvarim Shebelev isn't going to work. The flower is F-L-O-W-E-R. You can't do that. When a person is thinking things in his heart to try to dre around, that won't work. But if Beis Din gives him a nusach, and the words literally mean, again, zero is not a number. So am I being 100% accurate? Yes, when I say I don't have, it's MS. So if it's MS, so then that's supposed to make a difference. Beis Din says, but what we meant was, says Meiri, I don't care what you meant, but you didn't tell me to say that. If you told me to say it and I'm trying to think something else, okay, I can't, you know, put my own interpretation into something that the Shavuah says. But if you told me to say, the words mean that I don't have less than half, and zero is not a number, so I don't have less than half. You can't blame me for that, Bezdin. You got to do a better job. It's not my problem. Says the Miri, there's no din of Das Bezdin if the Lashon is accurate. If he's trying to cram to do something, you know, with a Dvarim Shebelev or something like that, then you say, oh, Das Bezdin, you can't come up with your own cockamamie ideas in your head. But if Bezdin gave you a weak language, that's not your fault. Bezdin told me to swear, I don't have less than half. I don't have less than half. I did. I swore. But I swore is 100% true. Says the Mi'iri, Das Bezdin doesn't work here. No Shaychus. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara, Boisai. It seems to be very clear that there are two pshatim in the Gemara. One is the pshat of Rashi, which is over here, we think he's swearing the truth when he says this. The other one is the pshat of Tosfos, which says he's for sure being meshaker. The shaila just is, why are we setting him up for failure? This is the machloikas that we have here in the Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shvua sheyesh liba, shein liba pachas mechetziav. Okay, so he's going to have to cover his bases. Either like Rashi, because otherwise the Shvua is emes, or like Tosfos, because otherwise, you know, you're setting him up. Says the Gemara, v'neima Shvua shekula sheli. What are we doing this for? Okay, you covered your bases like this and like that. You made it out to Islam Mishtava and on the Islam Mishtava. You covered both bases. Well, what for? Just make them swear, kula sheli. Just make him swear the whole thing is his, and then you know, it's there's no confusion about anything. What a strange language! Just say kula shali. Answers the Gemara. Umiyavina leikula. Do we give him the whole thing? That's the Gemara says. Says Rashi. Rashi says. Shvuah sheyesh li bavim toim Hashem shlishu ravia shvuah shem apalas mechetziyav. Umiyavina leikula. Hare chaveru toim espa. Rashi says, yeah, this is going to look really bad for Bezdin. He swears kula shali, and we don't give it to him. The other guy swears kula shali, we don't give it to him. It's like Bezdin is looking, it's going to look, Bezdin's going to look bad if we do that. The lashon of Rashi is laaz lebezdin. Here it is, a guy gets up and swears kula shali, and everyone there is like, psh, wow, I guess the whole thing is his. We're only giving him half. Bezdin, why only give him half if you swear the whole thing is his? It's looking, it's going to give Bezdin a bad rap, a bad reputation. Why? Because Bezdin is swearing the whole thing is his, and we're not giving it to him. It's like, it's a laaz lebezdin. Me'acha shekula shaloi. This is the way that Rashi learns the Gemara.
What does Rashi mean when he starts off that Bar Chaver Tafus Bechetzio? Or Bar Chaver Tafus Bo?
That's why you can't give him Kula.
Because if it wasn't true, then you would
let him start Kula. Right. That's why, because Achash is Zetoif Vayim, and therefore I can't give him the whole thing. The Rambam seems to have a different pshat in the Gemara. We gave out the Rambam. It's subtle, but at the same time, very important. The Rambam says, Mikan, I'm in the Rambam Halacha Ches. The Rambam just brings our Mishnah, right? He brings the Mishnah of Zema Kula Shali, Zema Kula Shali. Then he brings the Mishnah of Zema Kula Shali, Zema Chetziv Shali. At the end of bringing all those Lashonis, the Rambam says, in Halacha Ches, on the bottom, three lines from the bottom in the Rambam Halacha Ches, Mikan Atalomar. Lekol hanishboim litoil. The Rambam says, from here I bring a raya to everyone who's a shvuas hanoitlin, lishba nishboim litoil, shvuas hanoitlin. Ben shvua kala, ben shvua chamura. I don't care what type of shvua it is. It's shvuas hanoitlin. Sheeinoy nishba al ma shetoyein. El al mashe noitel, afal pisha toyen yoiser. Says the Rambam, I see from here a yesoid in Shvuas Hanoitlin, a special thing in Shvuas Hanoitlin, שאינו נשבע על מה שטוען, אלא על מה שנויטל, אף על פי שטוען יויסר. The Rambam seems to be learning our Gemara. The Gemara says, why doesn't he swear shekuloi sheli? After all, what's he tining? Kula sheli. So let him swear on his taina. Says the Gemara, miyavira le kula. But we don't give him kula. So you don't swear on what you taina. You swear on what you get. And this is a klal in Shmuas Hanoitlin. Now, if our problem here is that a person can't swear on something and not get it because it looks bad for Beis Din, so then this wouldn't be anything to do with Shmuas Hanoitlin in particular. It would be a klal. That if someone swears that it's his and we don't give it to him, it's bad. It looks bad for Beis Din. The Rambam doesn't say anything about looking bad for Beis Din. The Rambam says this is the rule. Shavuos HaNoitlin is not on your taina. Shavuos HaNoitlin is on what you get. I humbly suggest that according to the Rambam, what's the din of a Shavuos HaNiftarim? Can you swear on something that you will not have? Yes. It's not about Shavuos HaNiftarim is not about whatever that. Shavuos HaNiftarim is not about what you get. It's about your taina. Shavuos HaNoitlin is not about your taina. It's about what you get. And I think that this is supported from the Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel. Look at Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel on the bottom. And he says, four lines from the bottom. Bidin hu dilishtova kol echad ve'echad shekula sheli sharei kintoin. I should have made a shwan is taina. That's what he's taina, kula sheli, lefnei Beis Din. Ela lefi sheloi hoisa mo'iloloi. It didn't help him. Shvuasa li toiles. Kula, he's not going to take everything. Ela chetzi atalis. Nimtza shenishba. Sheloi letzoyrech. Vos meintos sheloi letzoyrech. What does that mean? What do the words mean, sheloi letzoyrech? Are you? What does it mean? Unnecessarily. He's swearing unnecessarily. So the Ramiri says, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Yonasan says, you don't swear on, you don't get. There's no point. Why should he swear? He's not getting it. This is not what Rashi said. Rashi said this is going to look bad to Beis Din. Maybe he should swear, but we can't swear because it's going to create a bad reputation for Beis Din. And the Rabbi Yosef says there's no reason to swear. Why should he swear? He's not getting it. What's the point?
According to Rashi, why does it look bad to Beis Din? Because he's not getting it.
Yeah, but it's not. So, but according to Rashi, the Vart isn't that there's no reason for him to swear. There would be reason to swear. It sounds like to me, my friends, according to Rashi, the Shmuas HaNoitlin is on what you taina or is on what you get?
Take.
It's on what you taina. So therefore, really, what should your Shmua be on? Kula Sheli. But we got a problem. We can't allow that. So we don't swear on Kula Sheli. But really, your Shmua should be on your taina. So is there a tzorich to swear kulishly according to Rashi? Yes. But can you swear it? No, because it's Allah's the Beis Din. So Beis Din will stop you. But really you should according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, there's no reason. Your shvuah is not on your taina. Your shvuah is on what you get. If I'm not getting more than half, why in the world should I swear? Rabbi Sai, bring me a raya from the lashon of the Gemara, like either Rashi or the Rambam. Do me a favor.
Show me
a diuk. Show me a koyach of diuk. A raya from the lashon of the Gemara. Hold on. Yosef has a question.
I thought Rashi holds Hanolin Aramishna. So he says that you have to swear on what you have.
Excellent. Excellent, Yosef. Rashi must have a different understanding in Shavuos HaNoitlin. We'll have to get back to why. What's Rashi's? Beis Hashem B'linad, that's Rav Aaron Leib. Malin will probably end up doing that tomorrow. Can the Oilam bring me a diuk from the Lashon of the Gemara? What do you mean?
That's the diuk. You're saying that's the Rambam.
According to Rashi,
if you're the Rambam, then it's sense.
According to Rashi, what should it say?
Rashi wants to give a kula, but it's a side reason.
According to Rashi, what should it say?
Can you swear
on
According to Rashi,
so I would say like this. You're good, good. I would say like this. The Gemara should just say, the Gemara says, why does he swear kula shali? The Gemara should say, lo yavinan le kula. We're not giving him the whole thing. What does it mean? Mi avinan le kula. Are we giving him the whole thing? In other words, why should he swear on the whole thing? Why? We're not giving him the whole thing. Mi avinan le kula, says the Rabbeinu Chanan. It's not necessary. Loy le tzayrach. Why should he swear on the whole thing? He's not getting the whole thing. Mi avinan le kula, are we giving him the whole thing? The Gemara Mamish sounds like the Rabbeinu Yosef Milonil. There's no point in swearing on the whole thing. Mi avinan le kula, am I giving him the whole thing? According to Rashi, for sure he should swear on the whole thing. We want him to. But what can I do? Lo yavinu lekula. We're not giving him the whole thing, and therefore it's going to be a laz lebezdin. So according to Rashi, the Gemara should have just said lo yavinu lekula. That's what the Gemara should say.
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam, the question shouldn't have even been asked. So what you cite is that you're not going to ever get what you don't tie on. So what's the question of a name of kula shali? You're not. Why would you ever have that question?
Says the Rambam, mikan atolomad, mikan atolomad. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? That means that this, the Gemara is doing it right here in front of us. The Gemara is unfolding. The Gemara says, hold on a second, why don't you make a shvuah on your taina? Says the Gemara, you don't make a shvuah on your taina. You make a shvuah on what you get. That's exactly what the Gemara is doing. And because, or else, says Mashiach, then why the Gemara even bother asking the question? Mikana taloma dosidom akor. Right here, says the Rambam. This is where we're going to learn it from. From our Gemara. The Gemara says, look, he's not getting, there's no reason to swear on more than he's getting. Because Shavuos HaNoitlin is on what you get, not on what you say. And the Rashi seems to learn, the Shavuos HaNoitlin is on what you say. It's just, we're not going to be able to make you swear on the whole thing because it's just going to look too bad for Bezdin. But in theory, you should swear on the whole thing. It's a pele. But I want to show you the most edel diuk. It's the super edel diuk, but I want to be medayik in the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, let's go weiter. Rabbi says, is it clear what we're saying so far? Yeah? Says the Gemara. So the Gemara said, v'neim ha-shvuah shakula shali, mi'avim le'kula, we don't give him shuah. V'neim ha-shvuah shachetziv shali, okay, so we give him half. So let him swear chetziv shali. The Gemara, Marale Le Dibure. But, anyone translate Marale Le Dibure for me?
He's messing up his words.
He's messing up his words.
His words.
He's what?
Creates a race.
Contradicting.
Contradicting his words. It's messing up his words. It's a steward to his words. Excellent. Excellent. Contradicting. Okay, I was. Steer it, whatever you want. Says the Gemara. But you can't do that. So says the Gemara. Hashtanami Marale Le Dibure. Now he's also being Marley Dibure. Because before he said Kulishli, now he's making the Shvuah like no less than half. That's if you say Kulishli before, he says, oh, Damar, Kulishli, Ule Divrechem, Shvuah Sheishli, Bamingla, Pachas Mechetzia. Damar, Kulishli, he says, I hold Kulishli, Ule Divrechem, Shvuah Sheishli, Bamingla, Pachas Mechetzia. So he's still sticking to what he says, and he's saying it loud, and he's saying it clear. Kula shali. However, you guys, you're not with me on that. So, what is ule divrechem? What does ule divrechem mean? Bezdin that.
Bezdin
that. Let's see. It's going to be a subtle machloikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, my boys. Listen, watch this. Rashi, ule divrechem says Rashi. Marale le dibur, damar bresha kula shali, dash damar le head yochetze shali. Damar le kula shali tirutzahu. Well, the divrechem, says Rashi, she'ein atem ma'aminim li. Bekula, shvu she'esh liba, ve'en pavos mechetze. What is the divrechem? You, that you don't believe me. You don't believe me. So, I'm saying kula shali. You, that don't believe me, So I'm going to say, so what is the Devrecha mean according to Rashi? You that don't believe me. Take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Piska zu, Shvua she'en lo apachas mechetzia, Ukimna, Be'oimer, Kula sheli, Ule divreichem, Delo yahavisu li kula, Shvua she'en lo apachas mechetzia. What does the divreichem mean? You that don't give it to me. Delo yahavisu li, you're not giving it to me. So according to Rashi, the divreichem means you that don't believe me. According to Rabbi Chananel, it means you that are not giving it to me.
Why does he learn giving it to me?
Oh, what's the subtle difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel? I think Rabbi Isai, it's Rashi l'shitasa. Let's take Rabbeinu Chananel for a second. Why is the reason he's not swearing kula shali?
Because
you're not getting it. You're not giving it to me. I am not going to swear kula shali because you're not going to give it to me. So therefore he says, listen, kula shali, but you that are not going to give me the whole thing, I'm only going to swear what you're giving me. Chetziyav. But according to Rashi, why is he not swearing on Kula Shali? Because Bezdin isn't going to believe him Kula Shali. That's the Laz LeBezdin. He swears. So the Lashon of Rashi was, he says, Hari, Chaber, Shim Yeshvu, Laz, Me'achosha Kula Shaloi, Ve'ema Me'achloiku. He made a Shavuah, so it looks like the whole thing is his, but we're not going to give it to him, so we're not believing the whole thing is his. Says Rashi, looks, I can't swear Kula Shali because you're not going to believe me on Kula. So therefore, I'm only swearing on Chetziv Shali. The Laz LeBezdin is someone made a Shavuah, and Shavuah is that he owes the whole thing, and now Bezdin's not giving him the whole thing. Bezdin's obviously not believing him. That's the guy made a Shavuah, and why isn't Bezdin believing him? That's why it looks bad. Okay, Bezdin, you put the Shavuah on the guy, and now you're not believing your own Shavuah that you put on him. Bezdin, you look like you did a pretty bad job. The whole point is, Shavuah is a Maisa of Bezdin, right? Bezdin is saying, listen, we need you to tell the truth. It's a lie detector. Shavuah is a lie detector. And Bezdin gave him a lie detector test, and then they didn't believe him. It's like, Bezdin, that's pathetic. So they don't want to do that. They don't want to look bad. So Shavuah, she'ein atem, you're not going to believe me if I say kula shali. That's why I can't swear.
No, we believe him. We just mama no matter what's up, we yachleku. So they're both swearing. So not that we don't believe, we really do believe you.
So, but that doesn't make any sense.
Why not? I really believe you, but still, I can't give you the whole thing because all the guys just swear. So we just do
yachleku. Because what was the word you said? Maman hamutol.
Definitely.
But you said you believe me.
No, I believe you.
There's no suffering.
I also believe him.
That yeah. Thing you don't. There's no such
I
thing.
I believe both of you.
Okay, it can't be.
Why not?
Both
of you are swearing. Both of you are swearing.
There's no suffering.
Both of you are swearing. Both of you are correct. I'm
the brain. There's no suffering.
We don't know what to do.
There's no suffering.
We believe each guy. Each guy alone. We believe. It's not that the reason why I'm not giving to be God. I'm believing.
There's no suffering.
How could you believe that yes and believe that no at the same time?
What?
You can't believe that it's all mine or all yours at the same
okay,
time.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to have to put, we'll have to do this later. Let's keep going, Rabbi Isai. Moshe, Abba, Chosh, Moshe Plachik made a very nice deal. Nice try. Drink. You could go drink your Ukrainian Coca-Cola.
It's actually kosher, we didn't say.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. More forgeries. Moshe, Abba, Chosh, Moshe Plachik. Moshe Plachik said the following thing. The word ledivreichem, what does that mean? Ledivreichem. So that sounds more like Rashi than it sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel. So according to the way that you hold, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not about you hold, you're just not giving it to me. It's ledidchem, to you. Who would say ledidchem, to you, that you're not giving it to me. Ledivreichem means according to the way that you're saying. In other words, you don't believe me, your version. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not about a version. It's just you're just not going to give it to me. So the word ledivreichem is more mashma like Rashi over here.
Also, that, Rashi, it's divreichem. She's not.
Right, right. According to Rashi, is better.
Also, according to Rashi,
why?
It's not divreichem. They're not saying
it. Okay, they're not saying it, but it's good enough. It's good enough. We'll let that pass.
Rabbi, obviously he's not meaning like it still doesn't answer the question more like so he's saying it's all his, but at the end of the day when he swears chatzis that's the question.
That's not a problem. That's not called Marley Dibur.
The Gemara, I don't mean that it's called Marley Dibur.
No, because the Gemara didn't know what he was saying. The Gemara thought he said Kulishly yesterday. Now you know, or 10 minutes ago. Now we're asking him to say something else, but we put within Toich Kidei Dibur of what he says. He says. It's all mine, but you guys want me to swear, I'm swearing. That's not called Mara Lele Dibur. That's what the Gemara says. Ask Tosfos a question. Says Tosfos, V'neim Akula Shali, V'neim Shvua Shakula Shali, Le'abonon Deben Nanas Parach. The Gemara says you should say Kula Shali. That won't work if they're both saying Kula Shali. Like Menanas that said Kate said Elu ve'Elu Bani Dei Shavua Shav. Says the Gemara Kula Shali Lo Devreichem Af Al Gav because Amar Kula Shali Loi Mishtova Shechetzia Shaloi Shemara LeDivurei. Says Tosfos. Hold on a second. Once he's saying Kula Shali Lo Devreichem, why doesn't he just say Kula Shali Lo Devreichem Chetzia Shali? Why does he have to say Kula Shali Lo Devreichem Shvua Sheyesh Lo Bachin Lo Bachin? Says Tosfos because that's Mara Lele Dibure. But I thought Kula Shali takes care of the Mara Lele Dibure problem. He says Kula Shali Lo Devreichem Chetzia Shali. Why is that still Mara Lele Dibure? It appears that there's two different types of Mara Lele Dibure. One is a Mara Lele Dibure which is contradicting what he said before, and the other is a Mara Lele Dibure which is weakening what he said before. Before I said Kula Shali, now I'm saying I don't have less than half. Is that a contradiction?
No.
It's weakening. Before I said the whole thing is mine, now I'm saying I don't have less than half. That's for sure, I don't have less than half. It's weakening what I said. So if I preface it with the word Kula Shali, that's not called weakening. Kula Shali, Shein Mepachas Mechetzio. But if I say Kula Shali, and then I say Chetzio Shali is a contradiction. You have all, or you have half. I have all, but you, according to you, I swear I have half. Well, half is not all. So you can't contradict yourself, even if you say a minute before, Kula Shali. But what you can do is if you kilo say a little bit lighter or weaker, you're weakening what you said before. As long as I reiterate, Bishas Maisa, Kula Shali, that's not considered to be Mara Lele Dibure.
Even though he's saying right before he swears, he's saying Kulishli, you still need the Shieshli Ba in the Shua. I understand, but he's saying
that he has something
there. He's saying right before.
It helps Marley. So it's interesting. There's a riff that seems to say, like, you, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Here, Rabbi Isai, bottom line, what is the Shua of our Mishnah? If you were a Dayan and two people came in front of you, Shnayim, what would you tell him to swear? Gabriel, can you help me?
Maybe he doesn't own anything. If he doesn't own anything,
what would you tell him to swear? The maskana of our Gemara. Right? That would be the Shvua. He'd have to introduce it with the words Kula Shali Lo Devreichem Shvua Sheyesh Li Ba Shein Lo Mepachas Mechetzia. However, if we look in the Rambam, with this we're going to end, Rabbi Isai, the Rambam doesn't even mention this. The Rambam ignores this Gemara totally, like the Gemara never existed. Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, with this we close. Shnayim shoyoch simikli echad oshay roch legav behema achas oshay echad roch lechad manik oshay yosh mitzad areima shalchit menachas besitma yachatzu shoshneim zemakula shali kol echad mishneim nishba menakitas chifet. You hold the sefer Torah and you say she'ein loy bazeh hadavar pachas mechetziyav. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara said that's not the Shvua. So, and Echanami, the Ran goes ballistic. I don't know what's going on over here. The Rambam just ignored our Gemara. The Rambam, other Rishonim also, he asks, like, I don't get it. They're ignoring our Gemara. And Echanami, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I'll read you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's here. Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say like the Rambam. Let's see if I can find it. Avi, do you remember the Shulchan Aruch? His Cheshed Mishpat. Kuf. Lamed Ches. Here it is. Kuf Lamed Ches. Sif Aleph. Mamish, almost the same exact Rambam. Shnayim shoyel echsim ekli echad. Shoyel roch nagav bebehem. Shoyel roch roch echad manah. Yosh nitzad arayim. Shalchit. Menachon. Same. I'm like Mamish, like a carbon copy of the Rambam. Zem akul shalim. Zem akul shalim. Kol echad mehem nishba. Benekitzes chefetz. Okay, I get that. That's our Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch is doing our Gemara. The Rambam doesn't do our Gemara. So basically, there's two things that we base Hashem b'linadu v'siyat d'shmai we're going to talk about tomorrow. This machlokes Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and the machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Rambam said this is soid of Shavuos Hanoitlin. Rashi says differently. Why? Beis Hashem will continue with that tomorrow.